Greetings, I'm Noel Deere. Welcome to today's Daily Devotion. I hope these next few minutes will encourage you as you seek to learn God's Word and abide with Christ. Our focus today is John chapter 6, verses 15 through 21. And if you're with us in our previous devotion, you know that we've been focused on Jesus feeding the 5,000. Now that that event has concluded, something very interesting happens. Let's pick up in verse 15. It says, "Therefore, when Jesus realized that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain by himself." Now, what did Jesus do when the crowd pressed on him? What did Jesus do when the stress level was elevated? Well, he withdrew alone to pray. Listen to how this same event is recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14, verse 23. It says, "After dismissing the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Well into the night, he was there alone." This was Jesus's habit, it was his skill, and it was his reflex. And we should develop the same habit, skill, and reflex. It should be a habit because it should happen often. It should be a skill because we work at it and we learn how to get along with God in order to receive the peace of God and the comfort of God when we're stressed. And it should be a reflexive action. It should be immediately our first course of action when it seems like the pressures of life are increasing. That's what Jesus did. And there's an important lesson for us there as well. Look at verse 16. "When the evening came, his disciples went down to the sea." This would have been the lake of Gennesaret, the Sea of Galilee. Verse 17, "They got into a boat and started across the sea to Capernaum. Darkness had already set in, but Jesus had not yet come to them." Now, likely, Jesus had told them to go down and wait for him, but to only wait for him for a specified amount of time. So they wait. Jesus doesn't come. So then, just as they had been instructed, they set off on the sea. Verse 18, "A high wind arose, and the sea began to churn." Now, storms were very common on this lake. The lake, you have to understand, the surface of the lake, 700 feet below sea level. Now, the lake is ringed by mountains, and the mountains rise to 2,000 feet above sea level. So that's quite a difference. Now, it's very cold on top of the mountain. It is very warm as the sun strikes the sea, the lake that is so far below the mountains. And so when this cold air rolls down the mountainside and strikes the warm water of the sea, well, it creates storms, even sudden storms and very violent storms. Now, these disciples, many of them were fishermen, and many of them had lived on and around the sea for a number of years, maybe their entire lives. So they were familiar with this, but nonetheless, it was a difficult storm. Listen to verse 19. "After they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea. He was coming near the boat, and they were afraid." Now, this miracle that we read here in John chapter 6 is also found in Mark chapter 6 and in Matthew chapter 14. Now, those accounts of the miracle give more details than what John gives here in his gospel. But John still accomplishes his purpose. Remember, John is simply trying to provide one more piece of evidence that Jesus is the Messiah. And he does that with all of these different miracles, all these different signs that he describes throughout his gospel. So here we see Jesus' power over the laws of nature and his power over the forces of nature. And so another evidence that he is the Messiah. Now, notice that the disciples, it says here, had rowed 3 or 4 miles. So they're nowhere near the shore when this happens. If they had rowed that far, then that's how far Jesus had walked on the water. And then it says they see a man walking on the water toward them. Now, of course, that would have been a very frightening thing. It would be frightening to us today. This is something they could not have imagined and they couldn't explain. Now, also notice that the storm This storm that they were in was not a result of their sin or of their poor choices. You know, sometimes we face storms in life because of our own sin. We sin and it creates problems. We make wrong choices. We go down the wrong path and we face adversity because of that. But sometimes we face storms simply because God wants to teach us something or God wants to strengthen our faith. These disciples were right where God told them to be. They were right where Jesus told them to be, and they faced a storm. They faced the storm so that they could learn something and so that their faith would be strengthened. Look at verse 20. But he said to them, "It is I. Don't be afraid." As it turned out, as afraid as they were, all it took was the presence and the words of Jesus to calm and comfort them. And there's an important lesson there. Look at verse 21. Then they were willing to take him on board, and at once the boat was at the shore where they were heading. So there are four miracles in this passage. If we look at how it is, the details that are given in all three of the Gospels that record this miracle, we see miracle number one, Jesus walks on the water. We see miracle number two, Peter walks on the water, at least for a time, and that's not seen here in the Gospel of John, but it is in the others. Miracle number three, Jesus calms the storm. And then miracle number four that we often leave out, the boat instantly traversed the sea and is at the shore. And he tells us that here in verse 21. You know, as long as Jesus is in the boat, it's going to arrive safely at the appointed destination. Let that encourage you. As long as Jesus is in your boat, you will arrive safely at the appointed destination. Friends, thanks for watching or listening today. If you're on YouTube, please hit the like and subscribe buttons. That really helps us get the word out. On your favorite podcasting app, just search for Pastor Noel's Daily Devotion. Further info at noeldeer.com. I hope you have a great day as you endeavor to abide in Christ.